David, how fair was a point today?
I thought we should have nicked it. I thought towards the end we were the team pressing, and it was one of those games that was pretty open towards the end, so I'm sure they'll state their case in regards to they felt they might have got something, but I thought we were the team pressing.
The goal must have come as a real sucker punch, their goal, because you were on top and you were actually on top of the time with the corner as well.
Yeah, we were. Just a little bit of naivety in regards to the situation and the decisions we made, and we got punished, you know, for it, so credit to them for that. But I thought we came into the game really positively after that. We showed the right response, we did the right things, and fortunately we got the goal before half time, and like I said, I thought we pushed on in the second half, and obviously just bar for the offside flag we would have won it.
Was it naivety just in terms of too many players being up at one time?
I just think the decision, you know, when we crossed the ball and we were 3v1 in the corner and we could have taken advantage of that, and then obviously by putting the ball in the box we were countered and we got hurt at the other end, but it's part of the process. We're very early in regards to what we're doing. We're three games in, and you know, many positives today. 5 under 21 started, another one came on, and you know, these are important aspects for us as we, you know, we take steps forward to where we want to get to. And you know, those young ones, I like to the senior players who I thought were really good today. I thought, you know, Tony McMahon coming back after not playing for a while and contributing as he did, and Neil Collins is, you know, and Michael Doyle just stood up and guided the young players through.
What about Harry Maguire's goal as well? That came almost out of the blue.
Yeah, it did. It was, you know, we've been preaching to them to have shots at goal and test the goalkeepers, and you know, Lyle will be there and thereabouts to, you know, to pick up anything that drops off. So, you know, that was pleasing to see that he had a go, and obviously you see what happens.
I know in the second half their manager said that they were very resilient. Is that how sort of you saw it? You were just trying to break them down, and it was very difficult to
definitely
do.
Definitely, and that's a compliment. You know, that's the compliment to Sheffield United as a club in regards to people come here and, you know, they make it difficult for you to win, and they, you know, they try and contain you, and you know, to a certain degree I think you see towards the end they were happy with the point, although they still, you know, caused us problems more with free kicks and corners and the like. So, you know, that's a compliment to the club and where we've been, but it's obviously something that we've got to adjust to and something we've got to manage, and you know, something we get used to.
Was it frustrating how much you could create today, or were you happy with what you created?
I think we can always create more, and I think, you know, that's definitely part of it, is trying to create some chances and trying to get more shots at goal and try to be a little bit more exciting in the final third. And I think that will come. I think, you know, you see Lyle Taylor today, he'll benefit from that 90 minutes. He looked stronger and better as the game went on. Fabian Brandy's exciting, and he'll get used to playing here. And, you know, we've got exciting players. Callum McFadden was a young player who's came in, and, you know, he's learning the job. He's learning that, you know, at the sharp end on the pitch at Bramall Lane in front of 17,000, 18,000 people. So, like I keep saying, we're very, you know, we're at the start of something we really believe in, and you know, we just need to develop. We need to continue improving. We'll get back to work on Monday morning and start working on the things that will make us better.
You talk about creativity. Obviously, people will think of the hole left by Kevin McDonald, but are you looking for it to come from other areas as well, obviously, from the wings and from deeper, I suppose?
Yeah, of course. Well, Kevin leaving's obviously had an impact because he was a good player, and he is a good player. So, you know, we've got to try and fill that void. And, you know, there's players here who can do that. And, you know, we look to them first because that's where we are as a football club. But there's definitely talent there, and you know, there's definitely work to be done, and there's definitely areas we can develop, and you know, and develop players into the level we want them to be.
Obviously, Callum McFadden started there today. Are you going to sort of try a few different things over the next few weeks, or do you have something in mind?
We'll definitely have got to try things, and we've got to develop, and we've got to try and give everyone, you know, a chance within reason in regards to, you know, integrating them into the team and seeing, you know, how it suits them and what suits them, which positions and how we're playing. And, you know, we've got to learn things as we go along. We've got to learn things individually. We've got to learn things as a team. And, you know, we've got to develop. And we're, as I keep saying, we're very early, you know, stages of that. But I genuinely see positive signs.
How do you think Callum did today?
I thought he did well. I thought there was really positive things in regards to some of the things he did. And, you know, there's obviously things he could have done better. But that, you know, that's the nature of the game, and we'll always accentuate the positives and think about the things he did well. But it wouldn't be, you know, we wouldn't be doing our job properly if we weren't pointing out the things he can do better as well.
Brandy is still getting people onto their feet, isn't he? Yeah. And making sure he's a real live wire throughout the game as well.
He is. He's exciting. You know, he's, as you say, people stand up when he gets the ball, and you know, if we can continue to get him on the ball in dangerous areas, then he'll make things happen. There's no doubt about that.